97 FM Talk 106.5. Ed Mobile Mornings, glad to have you along on this Thursday. Lots of stuff going on. Big thank you to our buddy Buck, who just stopped by with the groceries.
He makes it seem like Friday. He puts us in a better mood.
That's right.
He delivers fresh food. I have a dozen eggs.
Yes, some real eggs. Real eggs.
A bucket of jalapenos.
Yes.
And a watermelon.
A fantastic local watermelon. And those jalapenos he grows in his garden be ready for stuffing by this weekend. Go ahead and I'm going to do some, buy some boudin and split those casings open, put the boudin in there, and then season that and wrap it with bacon, and then get those ready for the grill so I can come in on one of the days down at the island and put those babies on the grill.
Oh, I thought you didn't say so you can bring it to work next week.
No.
It won't make it.
I don't think they make it till Saturday at 8 p.m.
But. Support local. Support Buck. I told him we would sign up for, I would sign up for his weekend camp to see just how he's able to just produce all this great food and so fresh, so good.
Yeah, so and I'm jealous because his garden, I monitor it through Facebook. And, I'm jealous. His garden's fantastic. I'm kind of like reverse person. When I was younger, I guess, before I got married, when I was married, before children, gardening. I used to garden, always run a garden. And then, you know, like this place that is, you know, at least 60, 65 hours
this
a week.
This is your third child.
Yeah, this third child, you know, and children, all this. I don't garden, like I might do a couple of tomato plants in a container, but I don't garden like I used to, and I miss it. I can't wait to get back to where, scheduling-wise, you know, in priority list, I can get the gardening back in, because there's something so satisfying produce out of your own yard, out of your garden. I got a thing for it. I love it.
We could get some chickens, put them out back behind the station, and we can at least have our own eggs.
Until the...
Right.
The pride of feral cats would eat
them. Or the coyotes coming on down here.
I haven't seen... They could get down. They're not farther back by my house, though. But, you know, they can...
I admire people with a green thumb. It's beautiful.
And Buck has it.
Wait a minute. And how about that cute grandbaby?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And the fact that you raise him up young, you raise him up correctly by teaching children
how
to do...
Here's where food comes from.
That is great. That's why you should have a camp.
Yep. I completely agree.
Thank you, Buck.
A big thank you to Buck. And by the way, more discussion on gardening, of course, every Sunday, Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast with our buddy Bill Finch.
Yes.
You got questions on growing a big garden in the backyard. You can always ask those to Bill. Also, I want to say while we're doing the thank yous, thank you to all of y'all. The new Lanyap is out and the Nappy Awards are out. And y'all are too kind. Thank you. Voted Best Morning Show once again. We appreciate your votes there. And also, favorite Lanyap cover for Dan Anderson's photograph of us from last year.
If they only knew the backstory of us taking that picture.
Right, what it took to get us all, you know, dressed up.
Yeah.
And sitting on a piano and us posed up behind the piano.
Somebody didn't have on pants. Right?
Well, that was all of us. None of us. That's the secret to the photograph from last year's Lanyap cover that none of us had pants on. We appreciate Dan's work there and that one. And then, speaking of not having pants on.
You know.
Let me see how we...
What was that third award?
The third one. There's one more on the list
Can't remember. Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, there's something here. DJ whose voice leads you to believe you'd want to see her naked. That would be Mrs. Finley. So, congratulations.
Speech.
Congratulations.
Naked as a chamber.
Right. So, you have now won the Naked Award, which, by the way, you know, that doesn't, for all your time in television, right? And in television, they have the award. The award for the nappies in television is like the sexiest
hottest.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you did that in television, but you get over here with the likes of us in radio, and it's not sexiest person on radio, hottest person on radio. It's person you want to see naked. Now, Rob Holbert will join us here in just a little bit, and I've just got to, you know, take umbrage with the fact that, you know, in the TV world, it's sexy and hot and all that. And us, it's just see who you want to see naked. And So, Rob, I don't know why. You know, I think I should feel offended. If I was a person who could get offended, I would get offended on that. So.
I don't even know what to say. So, but thank you. Thank you for voting for our team. We have a lot of talent.
Yeah, thank you for voting for the talent, Kelly Finley. So I appreciate y'all's votes. And it doesn't happen without y'all. Y'all go on and vote. And, the other thing, too, is so many categories and so many things to vote for FM Talk 106.5 in the qualifying categories. I made me very, very proud to see the number of shows listed around here. So thanks. We really, really do appreciate it. Y'all make it happen for us. So we thank you. All right, we'll grab some phone calls at 343-0106, 343-0106. And also, yeah, reminder, too, Liars Contest tonight for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. I don't know how many of the politicians that were running in the primaries will be there, but I know I'm going to be there as one of the judges, and it'll be a good time. So please come on out to the rodeo site tonight. All right, Thomas in Theodore is first up. Hey, Thomas.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Finley. Good morning, Dalton. Congratulations.
Got all my
instruments out here. And I got my horn thing here. Yay, how about that? I'm so proud of y'all. You're like the homeroom of the region. Everybody collects and gets their instructions and their news and stuff, and they go off and have their day, and then they reconvene in the morning. I think it's great.
Starting Monday, we'll start taking roll call, too, and doing the
podcast. Okay, yes, and don't you think, aren't you proud, the three of you, that finally, after all these years, your friends and your siblings and your teachers were proven wrong. You know, that's just a great thing there. And Finley, I'm picking up my paintbrush again. Sean knows I used to dabble in oils, and I would like to paint you if you'd like to pose. I thought we could do it in snow, you know, and call it black on white.
There it is.
Like one of Thomas's French girls.
Oh,
like
boy. Well,
hey,
Thomas,
y'all, have a great day and enjoy this.
And
you all have earned it, except Dalton. Hey, he just copies everybody else.
Thomas, hold on. Thomas,
thank you for the lovely offer, but the only man who will be painting me is my husband.
Well, I was thinking, because I'm blind and I can't see your hidden tats in your moles, you know, it would be okay with
you. Bye,
them.
Thomas. Bye.
There's a Thomas call for the week.
I'm going to wear a snowsuit.
We'll talk about just some ideas I have for Friday night for the nappies, but we'll do that later.
Are we going to dress the same?
Yeah, if everybody's going to wear a terry cloth robe.
With clothes underneath.
Nobody has to know what's underneath.
If what happens if the if your tie falls off?
Well, it might be the last time I'm asked to the nappy.
Right. There's got to be some sort of rules and regs.
Not with the nappies. Come on. It's Ashley and Rob. I mean, really. All right, phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. We might be coming right back.
Good morning, 821 here on FM Talk 106.5. And this segment of Mobile Mornings is brought to you by LinkedIn. The right hire can have a huge impact on your business. It's crucial you make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates you can reach. Could try posting on job boards, but do you really know who will see it? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to LinkedIn.com/WAVH to get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WAVH for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
Right, 822 FM Talk 106.5 and phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. Tell you what, we'll start this off with a little bit of Sarah Sanders yesterday at the press conference and what turned into the sideshow of the press conference.
Since there's currently not an election today, not specifically, but we certainly believe that we are taking steps to make sure they can't do it again, unlike previous administrations. This president is actually taking bold action and reform to make sure it doesn't happen again, but he does believe that they would target certainly U.S. elections again.
I don't know how much time is spent on what the president said, and then when he came back and corrected himself. But for the second time in as many days, the White House yesterday sought to clarify President Donald Trump's comments on whether Russia is still targeting the United States, saying that the president's no was actually a no to taking reporters' questions. Now, the no was not about the targeting, but was whether they would take questions on the targeting. I remember it was what Cecilia Varga from ABC said, is Russia still targeting the U.S., Mr. President? And he said, thank you very much, no. Then she pressed on, said, no, do you not believe that to be the case? And the president responded, no. Then she asked a third time, because that's what the reporters do. She said, can you just clarify you don't believe that to be the case? The president then ignored that question. At the top of the White House press briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders clarified that she spoke to the president after his exchange and said he was not actually answering her question, but saying instead, thank you, no, to answering any questions. Asked again whether the president agrees with recent declarations by the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, that the threat from Russia is still ongoing, Sanders answered, certainly. President's most recent comments are part of a multi-day series of statements and clarifications following the president's press conference with Vladimir Putin on Monday. President Trump said he misspoke then when he said, referring to the election interference, President Putin, he just said, it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be. That was Trump on Tuesday when he said he meant to say there was no reason it wouldn't be Russia behind the election meddling. Also said he has full faith in and accepts the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that the meddling took place during the 2016 elections. I'm triple confused at this point.
So confused. And tweet spree this morning from President Donald Trump. Three of those tweets were about Russia, about the fake news media, according to Trump. He said the fake news media is going crazy. They make up stories without any backup, sources, or proof. Many of the stories written about me and the good people surrounding me are total fiction. Problem is, when you complain, you just give them more publicity. But I'll complain anyway. He went on to tweet, the fake news media wants so badly to see a major confrontation with Russia, even a confrontation that could lead to war. They are pushing so recklessly hard and hate the fact that I'll probably have a good relationship with Putin. We are doing much better than any other country. And one more tweet, he said, Trump recognized Russian meddling many times. Thank you to Fox and Friends and Fox News for actually showing the clips. The fake news wants no part of that narrative. Too bad they don't want to focus on all the economic and jobs records being set.
You know, and this goes back to, I think, the problem with a very polarized country right now. And I think there are many in the mainstream media that would like to overemphasize maybe the numbers of there's polarization, but they, I think, want to make it seem like everybody's polarized. And you look at an issue like this with President Trump, there are certain things that are worth questioning. At the same time, the things that should be celebrated and discussed, like you mentioned the other day, Kelly, the fact that like never before, we have somebody who says, hey, we got a problem with North Korea. Let's sit down and talk to him. We got a problem with Russia. Let's sit down and talk to him. Like I said, during the North Korean situation, I don't trust the North Koreans. This may end up to be nothing. But it's better than not doing anything. It's better to have some one-on-one meetings and a relationship if you're trying to do better. That doesn't mean that means it always equals a perfect outcome. But you're doing something. You're attempting to do something here. Same thing with Putin. So that part of it, I don't think it's celebrated. At the same time, you have others that, like me, that are confused when the president says one thing, and then we have to have a presser to say, well, it didn't mean that, and then you have to have another presser to say what the other thing meant. That gets confusing. But the mainstream media just glossing over the fact that he is absolutely engaging enemies of the United States and trying to get, I think, are we better off I mean, Russia's going to Russia. They're going Russia. Mm-hmm. Russia's going to Russia. You know, Putin's going to Russia. That's what he does.
Putin's going to Putin.
He's going to Putin. But do you have a better sense, once you've met him, you have some kind of relationship to maybe make it better? I don't think you have a meeting in Helsinki, and next thing you know, Russia goes, you know, we have been wrong for all these years. We are so wrong. You are so right. You're right in everything. Okay, come on. That's not going to happen. But in a process of negotiation, like it would be a business negotiation or whatever, sitting down with your the person you're negotiating with is a good thing. So that thing doesn't get celebrated. At the same time, there's others that want to ignore the fact that it does lead to a degree of confusion when mm-hmm. the president says one thing, and then we got to have a presser the next day where we say something else, and Sarah Sanders has to come out and clarify and re-clarify. That gets confusing. It gets confusing.
Well, I think the fact that the conversation has started with from North Korea to Russia, that's a good thing for all of us because momentum is there. But you have to be real careful with momentum, because if you go too fast, then we can have missteps like what's happening. And it is confusing because now it becomes, well, who do you trust? Mm-hmm. If the president said one thing and he repeated it and stood by it for a day, 2 days, a couple of hours, whatever, and then his press secretary says, oh, no, that's not really what you heard. That's what he really meant was this. Right. Or he even corrects himself.
Right, like he did this week. Yeah, you have to have a presser to correct your presser.
But then a couple hours later, it changed again. And then the next day, it was a different message. And I think right now, the American people, they want to know who can they trust. Because if I'm hearing it directly from you and you're saying, that's not what I said.
Right.
You know, where do you go from there? And then because we're such voracious readers and lovers of all things news, I know we are, the message changes every 22 seconds.
Yes.
I mean, it's hard to keep up.
All right, yes.
Well, I was just going to say, I think that what happened behind the closed doors, probably more important as far as this relationship than what happened in the press conference.
Right.
And just to make a sports analogy here, Nick Saban, after a game, if it's a close game or Alabama didn't play as well as they should have, or if he has a problem with somebody on the team, they might flesh that out, and they will flesh that out behind closed mm-hmm. doors. An
yes.
entirely different conversation than what Nick Saban will tell you happened when he comes out in front of the media to talk with the media, because that public showing is so important to the relationship. But maybe, I mean, for all we know, Trump might have been behind closed doors blasting Putin for 2 hours, but we just don't know.
Right. And, you know, everybody's now, they want the interpreters to be mm-hmm. deposed on that. Which, by the mm-hmm. way, if you're an interpreter, think about that. If you're in a situation where you're in a closed-door meeting and you're an interpreter, so you hear all the top secret stuff mm-hmm. that may be discussed.
Right.
This is just a question. I know there's some people that worked in the intel community, listen to the show. Are they afforded, like Secret Service protection or some other group? Is that person? Because
that's a great question.
If you know, if I'm thinking in the part of my brain that's the bad guy part of my brain, it's very mm-hmm. small, it's not very active, then I grab the interpreter.
Yeah,
I grab interpreter and I find out what happened. You know, if I'm some rogue state and I want to get intel, you know, I grab the interpreter. So are they afforded? I know there's people in this audience that know this kind of stuff. Y'all send me a text or drop me a line here, let me know. Do they get, like, Secret Service protection?
If they don't, they should now.
Yeah.
And surely they have to sign non-disclosures, too.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, as we've seen in the Stormy Daniels case, NDAs, only worth the paper they're written on, right? 8:30, we're coming right back. Rob Hulbert from Lanyap joins us. He has something written about the truth. He says zigzagging around the truth in the new Lanyap.
It's 8:36 here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's head over to McConnell Automotive, talk to sales manager Brian Gardner. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Dalton.
Let me know what kind of deals are available today at McConnell Automotive.
It's still all about percent off. We can do easy math, such as percent off. That's pretty simple to do. We've got, on Buick lineup, we've got 18% off Buick Encore, and my entry levels of Encore are very good right now. I've got probably about 20 to choose from, so get your percent off play on that today. Also, Buick Enclave got 12% off MSRP on the all new Buick Enclave. GMC Land got some fantastic deals going on. We've got 13% off Sierra, 15% if you finance with GM Financial. Also, with our courtesy transportation, Sierra's got even more savings. We'll save you close to 20% off MSRP on a few of those models. Sierra HD diesel, y'all. That's what I'm driving right now. And we've got 8% off MSRP on that right now. Get by and see us before 7 o'clock. Percent plate is on. Where have y'all been? Get by and see us quickly.
All right. Appreciate it, Brian.
Hey, guys.
That's Brian Gardner. He and the crew at McConnell Automotive are ready for you on Dauphin Street just east of I-65.
Right, 838 FM Talk 106.5. If you want to bait a trap to catch me to read something, bait it with a quote from Mark Twain. And that's what our buddy Rob, that is the truth, man. That's what our buddy Rob Hulbert from Lanyap did in his new Damn the Torpedoes. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how are you this morning? I don't know if it's that, but the whole point is it really a quote from Mark Twain?
That's right. Only because I know what it is.
Right.
Truly Samuel Clemens, that you got me. But yeah, you're lots to talk about in the new Lanyap, and I want to get into all the different parts. But I do want to start off with this, because we were talking about what is the truth in the last segment, and you know what is not the truth. And you're, well, give us the Mark Twain quote here, and then let's talk about what zigzagging around the truth is.
Well, the quote is basically, it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled, basically.
Yes.
You know, and it's a great quote, whether he said it or whoever said it. Somebody said it. But and it's, you know, I as I say in my article, it's really a great explanation. It's probably the most succinct explanation of why we continue to elect people who shouldn't hold public office. But, you know, one of the things that has been going on during this election cycle is that our state auditor, Jim Ziegler, has had a scandal that has sort of been flying under the radar because of the elections, and because the state auditor doesn't really get a lot of attention.
Right.
And, you know, Mr. Ziegler was surrendered his law license at the beginning of this year. He's been an attorney for many years, and he had a law practice doing elder care, and he surrendered his license at the beginning of the year. And, you know, over time, he said he the reason he did that is because he decided he did not want to run for attorney general, and he didn't want to pay his law dues anymore. And
right, yeah, he offered that up,
like
right?
That.
Yeah, because I remember seeing that. I mean, that's what he had offered up in a presser, I think, that he had voluntarily surrendered his law license because
right.
he's not going to need it anymore.
Which is a strange thing, you know, and you know, a number of lawyers called and said, well, that's bizarre. You know, you don't... Retiring lawyers typically just go inactive. They don't surrender their license, and so then, you know, I ran into some people, or I came in contact with some people behind the scenes who knew a little bit about it, and said, this guy's telling everybody a lie. You know, he got in trouble. He had something filed against him in the Mobile Bar, and you know, we asked about it. I've heard from people at the state level, local level, who have verified that that's what occurred. Nobody will do it on the record, but on the record, the state bar said, look, he's not eligible to apply for his license again for 5 years. So, you know, that which is the same as somebody who's been disbarred. So you say, okay, aha, that's pretty bizarre.
They're like, we can't tell you, but we can tell you this.
Yeah, we can
right?
tell
and
you
then
this
you can
much.
Reverse
you
engineer.
Can't be a lawyer for 5 years.
Right. We can, and then you go out there yeah. and reverse engineer that to what it means.
Right. And then so the other shoe dropped last week when Andrea Ramey over at Channel 15 got the actual letter from the Mobile Bar ordering him to pay a client back $10,000 that he had... he had taken it as a, you know, in elder care, they typically take a retainer and say, okay, look, you're going to pay me $12,000 and I will do all the things you need legally through the end of your life. And they said, look, he was doing things, he was charging this, taking payments from this $12,000 for things that he, A, did not do, and B, did not need to do. And so that's, and he still, though, this guy continues to maintain that he did this for some silly reason that he didn't want to pay his dues anymore.
But is there any way, is there any part of this that it could be wrong? That it could all be like he's laying out. I mean, when you get that letter from the Bar Association or Mobile Bar that says he's ineligible for 5 years, is the only reverse engineered answer for that or question to that answer that he was disbarred?
They won't say it that way. They'll say, you know, I mean, when you look at the discipline page on the Mobile Bar, on the Alabama Bar Association, his name is at the top of it. On, you know, and next to lawyers who have been disbarred, and it is on the discipline page. And if you say, well, okay, does anybody who is suspended who has their license surrendered, do they have to go through discipline process? They say, yeah, it's going to be on the discipline page. Yeah, that's going to be on that page. That's what they say.
Okay.
But basically, it's like nobody surrenders their license voluntarily.
Okay.
You know, we didn't go to law school for 3 years and do everything we had to do to become an attorney to just surrender your license.
But he still contends, according to your show, he contends that he did just voluntarily surrender it because he wasn't going to use it anymore.
Right, and a lot of that is because he knows that the case is sealed and he can say whatever he wants and nobody can look at it. Hey, it's really easy for him to put it all to rest. If that didn't happen, all he has to do is just say, hey, open my records. Let Holbert snoop around in it. Let these guys snoop around in it. They'll see. But he won't do that either. He won't return phone calls. He won't do anything. He's just, but he continues to just, it's a ludicrous thing to continue to say, I think. I mean, it's just one of those kind of, it's a whopper. He should be in the contest tonight.
Oh, a whopper.
All right. I want folks to read that in the new Land app. Also, let's talk about a little bit of what happened this week, of course, with the runoffs and the primaries. Your take on this. And man, you know, right here locally, some judicial races coming down to 20, 30, 40 votes. I mean, this, when people wonder, my vote doesn't count, hey, y'all, look at there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, to claw, maybe judicial fist fights would be better. Maybe they're a knife fights, broken bottle fights, maybe. They were just, you know, these were brutal fights. And what it was really fascinating to me is it looked like in a lot of the races around here that the person who finished second, in the primary, their people came out in the pouring rain and did all the stuff, and the people who had, you know, posted the bigger numbers in the first go round, their folks didn't show back up.
Now you're saying the people that coming out of the primary held more votes out of the two that went to the runoff. Those people's supporters didn't show up, and the one that had the lower number did have them show up.
If you look at most of those races, look at the Chris Elliott race. I mean, his challenger came up. You know, the one in 102, it got much tighter. Both of the judicial races. Shira Tagus was in second in the primary, and then won by 2,000 votes. So there was there were real flips in that one, I think.
You have any kind of take a finger in the wind there? Why you think that happens?
I don't know. Maybe just people scared of rain, or maybe just assume that they're, you know, I think probably a lot of folks said, you know, so-and-so's going to win. They finished pretty much ahead of them. You know, they almost won in the primary. They almost took them out in the primary with a win, and I don't want to get wet, so why should I go vote? A lot of people, I mean, the voting was pretty poor, pretty pathetic.
Yeah, you know, interesting, though, comparing county to county, like we've done on the show here, 9% turnout for Mobile. Now, obviously, it's going to be an issue of Republicans on the ballot, but 9% turnout in Mobile, 15.57% in Baldwin County. And I'm not here to celebrate 15.57 as any great turnout. It just comparatively on both sides of the bay, there is a disparity.
Yeah, it was less horrible. You know, we give just a little more care about these things, but they did have a pretty hot race over there with the Senate race, and it was, so that probably is a big driver in that one, I think. But I mean, you know, so the judge races were hot here, countywide judge races were hot, but most people don't really care that much about the judges' races to the point they don't pay a lot of attention to them.
And that's sad. It's you know, you look at the bigger outpouring of voters coming on a presidential cycle, like the people that are running for office in the midterm aren't actually a closer part of government to them. That, you know, it baffles me. We get more interested in the government farthest away from us than we do the government closest to us.
Yeah. Well, we're more or less, when you're electing a judge in Mobile County, you're more or less appointing one for life is what you're doing. Yeah. You're not, there's not.
It's a big deal.
There's almost zero likelihood that this person who gets in will ever face a challenge again in their life. You know, they won't have, it just, if you look at past history, they will not run again against anybody. They will come in every time unopposed. So it's really, I mean, you know, it's basically a Supreme Court nomination.
let's talk about the cover of the new Lanyap. What is going on there, Rob?
Talk about it. It's nappies, baby. It's out.
Yeah.
The nappies are out, and this is a, you know, our veterinarian, Dr. Chris Boudreau, he's examining yellow jacket.
A furry jacket. Go jacket.
He's got the cone of shame around his neck. I thought that was good.
Yes, it's very interesting. I think this is the first time I've seen a furry cover on the Lanyap.
No, we've had furries before.
You have?
Sean. Yeah, okay. We have. And I'm surprised you don't remember that. But
I'm pretending to.
But, you know, we had some, I think you guys, there's a lot of big categories here. One, and I see no reason it would be the best morning show for you. Morning show.
Well played.
Best morning show going to you guys. And also, Kelly, DJ, whose voice leads you to believe you may want to see her naked. I know this, in the Me Too era, this may seem very antiquated, but it's a silly category we started a long time ago. And it's just, it's just fun. So,
Well, I got to ask you this. I got to take umbrage here. As in the Me Too movement, as somebody that's appeared naked on the cover of Lanyap before.
You have, and that's true.
Why is it that in the TV world they get to be the hottest or sexiest or whatever, but in radio it's just naked? I mean, why don't you do that for TV?
Sean,
why don't you and Ashley have the...
for radio?
Huh?
You heard the term face for radio, right?
Once or a thousand times, yes. Yes. No, what I'm saying is, so why wouldn't you do the same for TV? Why wouldn't you say the TV person who's sexy and you want to see them naked? Why don't you do that? Are you scared of TV?
Are you and Ashley scared
of TV?
And wily. We don't know why these things happen. They've evolved. we don't want to go through with the political correctness and take all the fun out of the nappies.
Get the PC out of here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who complain about some of the categories, the best who hot doctor being the number one with their complaints about. But, those doctors find it amusing and...
So, it was hard to explain that to Mom years ago, but yes.
we had about a million votes this time. We had
that's 40, unreal.
It is
40,000 plus people who voted and a million actual individual votes.
So, wow!
So the Secretary of State would be so happy with you and Ashley with these votes compared to the voter turnout this most recent election.
Yeah, we have a good voter turnout. Yeah, we probably, I'm sure more people voted in the nappies than voted for this last go around.
You were talking about the cover. Any way we can get a best furry category for next year's Lanyap?
We're working on that, Dalton. I've gotten your emails, and we're working on that.
Remind folks, too, if they want to pick up the copy here of the... And by the way, too, I want to say this in Nappy Awards. Congratulations to Dan Anderson. Took that photograph of us last year. Won for best Lanyap cover.
That's right.
If people don't realize what it goes... It's not like he just came up with his smartphone camera and said, hey, y'all hold still and take your picture. It's a very involved process of getting that picture. So Dan, who is very talented, I'm happy to see him get an award. Mm-hmm.
And it is good for everybody to see that you all three are very beautiful people.
That's right.
That's so sweet.
Physically
Shut up,
gorgeous
Homer.
Folks.
No.
Shut up,
breaking that whole face for radio curve.
Shut up,
you guys are BFFs.
All right. Folks want to pick up the copy of Lanyap with the furry on the cover.
The furry yellow jacket on the cover, yeah. You can find us at 1,400 locations in Mobile and Baldwin County. This is a big paper. I mean, it's like the phone books are here. It's 92 pages, so, when you pick one up, or you could stop that from happening by having the paper delivered for $1 a week to your home. You can have the mailman hurt himself.
That's right.
Don't worry about that.
I just signed up. I'm excited.
Exactly. And you can check us out online at lanyapmobile.com. And thank you, Kelly, for doing that. I mean, it all helps. It helps us do some journalism and keep the ball.
Newsies for newsies.
That's all I'm looking for in life is some journalism. Thanks, Rob. some journalism.
Rob would
not.
Would
on
not.
Page 40, there's a really big picture of Bob Gripp, too.
Yes, so, which has already been laminated and posted up there in my locker. Rob, thank you, man. We'll talk to you next week and see you on Friday.
All right, y'all have a great day.
All right, we'll do. Rob Hulbert with Lanyap, and we're coming right back. More of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Right, 8:56, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. By the way, still, day six and no name for the new Mazda?
I'm being a horrible...
Yes, you are.
Mazda mommy. Yeah,
Twizy.
Mazda mommy.
Well, first of all, since this vehicle, this is, hey, good morning, everyone. This is the Mazda CX-9. It seats 7, so I will sign up to take us to the nappies.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We can do a carpool.
That's good.
All right, I'm all about
it.
So
you can come into my house to pick me up?
Hey, whatever works.
Okay.
Works for me.
Good.
And the spacious leg room, of course, is a big deal. I've talked to you about the interior. Spacious. I mean, it's butter and spacious. Those two go together. The digital readout is what you can expect. Again, one of my favorites, and it may sound so simple, but the buttons on the driver's side and the passenger side, if you can't find your keys, but you know they're somewhere on your person.
Right.
As long as you're close to it, you can push that button and the doors open. It's magical. Also, if you're in the, if you are driving, you need to get to the trunk, you hit your button and the trunk opens up. And this is fantastic because if you have people in your house who are a little bit on the shorter side, like me, and not on the taller side, like my husband, you can maneuver your trunk to go as high for your reach and not the other person.
Good deal.
Matters. But if a tall person tries to get into the trunk and they don't know that you set it for yourself, they may bump their head. I'm just saying. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's set at your height, your level. So
customizable.
Customized trunk. So, yes, he does not have a name, but he is super safe. We have the airbags, of course, and I told you yesterday about the 2018 IIHS safety pick, 2018 safety pick. So what you need to know is this is the vehicle for you if you're like the Fab Five, plus you want to bring two friends. If you'd like more information, go see our friends at the all-new Dean McCrary Mazda located on the East Service Road of I-65.
All right, and we'll see you all tomorrow morning for Mobile Mornings. I'll be back at noon today for Midday Mobile. And you get a chance, come out to the Liars Contest. Gets kicked off this evening around 6:30 at the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo site on Dolphin Island. It's going to be a lot of fun. See you there.